This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free to join us on the radio waves, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris,
and of course you can talk about anything you want. We've got a couple of follow-up stories here tonight. Chris, you've got a story about the podcasting patent that some troll had filed at one point in the past. This is a story we've covered in the past. That basically was trying to sort of move in on the territory of all these podcasters who've been out there forever podcasting, which is a way of distributing audio content through an automated system called RSS and online. And they basically were claiming, we created that, and we're trying to sue some of the biggest podcasters out there over their use of the technology. You've got an update on that story.
Yes, I do.
Also, the AT&T Spy Rooms, which if you are a longtime listener of the show, you probably remember the Edward Snowden revelations that came out.
And even before that.
Was there news about the AT&T Spy Rooms
AT&T,
before Snowden?
The AT&T thing came out before I think anything else came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Snowden who broke that
Yeah,
one.
There was one guy. No, it wasn't. He released updates or more information.
Ah, okay.
But the original, it was interesting because when Snowden came out, it was like, well, we already knew all this. Not in detail, but like we already knew that there had been somebody who came out publicly and had like gone over like a story about how he, you know, felt cables, and like they went to the secret room and it was like split off and stuff, and he investigated it more, and it was definitely revealed, and I don't know if it was denied or what happened. It was probably a non-denial because they won't admit
we can't
denied.
Admit that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And which is actually kind of
so Snowden must have released some documents to help confirm it then.
Yeah, so I would say that he probably confirmed what had been purported by an AT&T worker. Is at least that's my recollection of what happened.
That sounds right.
Quite a few years ago now that happened. So.
Well, now, I mean, Snowden was 2013, so yeah, that was half a decade ago now already. And now it's back in the news. There was a story that was published earlier this week at The Intercept by Ryan Gallagher and Henrique Moltke. And I just want to share some of it here because it's a very long story. We're not going to share the whole thing, but The Intercept really does good, like, in-depth reporting on some of the worst corruption scandal kind of outrageous technology issues out there.
This is so in-depth that there's so many. I mean, there's no way you could get through all of this on a show.
Right.
There's just it literally goes over every single. I think it's every single location that they're intercepting data, like in the U.S. or something like that, and there's, I don't know, a dozen or more of them probably.
So here you go. From The Intercept, the secrets are hidden behind fortified walls in cities across the United States, inside towering, windowless skyscrapers, and fortress-like concrete structures that were built to withstand earthquakes and even nuclear attack.
There's pictures of these in The Intercept. Like there's dozens of these pictures of each of these facilities. It's unbelievable how in-depth this is, and I haven't even read the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm sorry, keep going.
Yeah, no worries, man. I mean, I'm glad you're here because you are one of the hosts of a new show that I don't know if we can announce quite yet.
Yeah,
can we announce it now?
It's fair to announce.
Okay. Well, let's do that. We'll do that here in a moment.
Okay.
Right, so you've got a new show you're doing, and you're kind of a tech guy. You run thinkpenguin.com. You're a big privacy advocate, so I'm glad you're here to comment on this. I saw this last night, and I'm like, yeah, Chris, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, this is a good one to do.
So it's a bad one to do, but it's horrible.
It's a good story to do. It's not
good
that they're doing it.
It's good reporting.
Right.
Thousands of people pass by these buildings each day and rarely give them a second glance because their function is not publicly known. They're an integral part of one of the world's largest telecommunications networks, and they're also linked to a controversial NSA, or National Security Agency, surveillance program. Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. In each of these cities, The Intercept has identified an AT&T facility containing networking equipment that transports large quantities of internet traffic across the United States and the world. A body of evidence, including classified NSA documents, public records, and interviews with several former AT&T employees, indicates that the buildings are central to an NSA spying initiative that has for years monitored billions of emails, phone calls, and online chats passing across U.S. territory. The NSA considers AT&T to be one of its most trusted partners. So if you needed a reason to cancel your AT&T cell phone contract or whatever it is you've got with AT&T, there's enough reason right there. They lauded the company's, quote, extreme willingness to help, unquote.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, though, because of the way the internet works, it doesn't matter if you cancel service with AT&T because other providers utilize AT&T's lines.
Backbone or whatever they have.
Backbones. They're one of, like, six or seven companies that make up the backbone in every other ISP.
So because of the way the public IP, public internet protocols work, you're transferring between multiple routers between one point and another, and many of them could be AT&T run.
Right, and it's going over, it's basically your traffic goes over the fastest route to one degree or another, and you're peering with other providers. So even if you don't have AT&T, you might be communicating with somebody who has AT&T, or you might not have AT&T and the other person doesn't have AT&T, but that doesn't matter. You're still communicating over an AT&T route during part of that trip.
Okay, so, but if you're communicating encrypted over AT&T's routers, well, then what are they going to do?
That is a good question, and in that case, it's going to make it harder for the NSA to analyze your data.
They still may know the origination point of the data. Like, they may know, these are encrypted
packets. So this is what we call metadata, right? Yeah. So they don't necessarily know what the contents are, but they know who you're communicating with, and unfortunately...
Well, they know the destination and the origin. Right. They don't know who it is at the destination, necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Like if it's an IP address that's shared by an entire corporation, you don't necessarily know who it is that's sending whatever it is out of that IP address.
Yeah, I mean, so certainly that may be the case. It may or may not be. Obviously, you do have to identify, you know, users and stuff, but it's still, it's there, it's logged, they can look it up, and they can figure it out later. So, and the thing is, it's metadata is extraordinarily important. It's probably more useful than the content itself, because you don't, you know, if you want to figure, you can always do more research later, right? Once you know who to research. But if you don't know who to research, you have nothing to, you know. So it doesn't even matter. Like, if it's encrypted, I mean, that's great. They can't, you know, easily analyze your data, but they can analyze your metadata, and then they can go and figure out whatever they want to figure out from there.
So more from the story here at the Intercept. So again, a bunch of different cities. They're monitoring billions of emails, phone calls, online chats. The NSA says the AT&T is one of its most trusted partners and has an extreme willingness to help. It's a collaboration that dates back for decades. Little known, however, is that its scope is not restricted to AT&T's customers. According to the NSA's documents, it values AT&T not only because it, quote, has access to information that transits the nation, which is what we were just talking about,
in the world,
but also because it maintains unique relationships with other phone and internet providers. The NSA exploits these relationships for surveillance purposes, commandeering AT&T's massive infrastructure and using it as a platform to covertly tap into communications processed by other companies. Much has been previously reported about the NSA's surveillance programs, but few details have been disclosed about the physical infrastructure that enables their spying. Last year, The Intercept highlighted a likely NSA facility, and we talked about this, in New York City's Lower Manhattan. And it was one of these buildings they were talking about, just sort of this creepy facade, no windows, just like this monolithic, creepy structure. Like, what's going on in there?
Now, I wonder, are these, and unfortunately I haven't really read the article in depth, but are these the buildings that they're analyzing the data, or is this just where they're intercepting the data from?
I don't know. It's that much I've not been clear on.
I mean, what we already know what we've known for already probably, at least 10 years probably, is that the data, literally the line is being tapped in such a way where a copy of the data is being sent to the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the entire, like, everything sent over.
However many petabytes or whatever that
is. Basically, the entire internet is being copied by the NSA.
That's so insane to think about that. But we're going to continue and tell you more about these mystery buildings that have now been revealed in greater detail due to good journalism, due to some freedom of information requests and some leaks. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us and the NSA, because you know they're listening too. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. Also, in our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is available to you It'll make it sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're sharing with you tonight, and by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're sharing a disturbing story that, well, shouldn't be too surprising to anybody that has been paying attention to the news about the NSA over the last half a decade, ever since the Edward Snowden revelations came out. And Chris, you say even before that, when an AT&T employee revealed the existence of a secret room in one of their facilities used to sort of siphon off or copy off basically all the internet traffic that was running through that facility, that now it's not just a secret room, it's a series of humongous windowless buildings located in major cities across the United States.
Yeah, and it's you know, even before the internet, there was... There's various other systems in place to copy metadata, like when you send letters through the mail, and that's been going on 100 years or so, I think. Mm-hmm. And with your telephone communications too, before the internet, they also were logging various information too. So this is not, and that's probably been since like the 60s or 70s at least.
Well, some telephone companies log information for their own purposes, and they have different different policies on how long they'll hold that information for. Some of it for a relatively short period of time, like a matter of days.
I mean, there's a difference though between logging information for business purposes and NSA having access to and analyzing that data. And I think it's the fact that the NSA had access to and analyzed and was utilizing that data, which is so outrageous, not so much that there was some metadata being logged for billing purposes, right?
Exactly. So now they're talking about buildings across the United States in major cities. And The Intercept here, this is a report released this week. Now they are revealing for the first time a series of other buildings across the U.S. that appear to serve a similar function. So they revealed last year the likely NSA facility in Manhattan. And we covered that story when that happened. Now it's like more like 8 or 9. Let's see, 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4,
it's,
5. Yeah, it looks like 9 of them.
It's quite a few.
They've identified.
There was at least, I think, one building like 10 or more years ago that was identified as well. But I think what we know now is that we have so many of these buildings identified, right? And I think that's the main thing that this story brings out. Not so much that there are facilities. I'm not even sure I recall the second facility that was identified recently, like a year ago. I probably saw it, but I just don't recall it.
It's the critical part of these buildings are one of the world's most powerful electronic eavesdropping systems, and they're hidden in plain sight. Elizabeth Goyton, the co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, says, quote, "It's eye-opening and ominous to the extent to which this is happening right here on American soil. It puts a face on surveillance that we could never think of before in terms of actual buildings and facilities in our own cities, in our own backyards," she said. There are hundreds of AT&T-owned properties scattered across the U.S. The 8 of them identified by The Intercept serve a specific function, processing AT&T's customers' data and also carrying large quantities of data from other internet providers. They are known as backbone and peering facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And these are terms that are sort of high-level internet operating terms, right? The backbone is essentially, as I understand it, the guts, if you will, the tubes, as George Bush might have described it, that basically carries the bulk of the data from point A to point B or
C
or
whatever. There's really only a handful of internet providers out there.
The backbone providers.
Backbone providers that carry the most of the data between major points.
And then people presumably rent space or bandwidth on those providers.
Yeah. So
other companies.
Smaller ISPs that might have a local or regional network.
And most of the names of these backbone companies aren't ones you're familiar with, right? Like, it's not Comcast, it's Level 3, or like, I don't know them all, but
yeah,
I've heard
I mean,
these.
AT&T is one of the backbone providers.
That would be one you'd recognize,
right?
But like,
right.
How many of them are like household names?
Most of them are not.
Probably not. Yeah.
I'm trying to even think of what some of the others are.
Because they're mostly not marketing at all to the average consumer. They're marketing business to business.
No, I mean, these are, I guess you would call them wholesale providers, so to speak.
Correct.
You know, these entities have agreements with each other primarily, and then they, you know, rent space to other large entities.
So, like, they might rent to Comcast
or
something like that.
Yep.
While networks would usually prefer to send their data through their own networks, often a more direct and cost-efficient path is provided by others' infrastructure. If one network in a specific area of the country is overloaded with data traffic, another operator with capacity to spare can sell or exchange bandwidth, reducing strain on the congested region. The exchange of traffic is called peering and is an essential feature of the Internet. Because of AT&T's position as one of the U.S. leading telecommunications companies, it has a large network that is frequently used by other providers to transport their customers' data.
Exactly.
Companies that peer with AT&T include the American telecommunications giants Sprint, Cogent Communications, and Level 3, as well as foreign companies such as Sweden's Telia, India's Tata Communications, Italy's Telecom Italia, and Germany's Deutsche Telekom. AT&T currently boasts 19,500 points of presence in 149 countries where internet traffic is exchanged, but only 8 of the company's facilities in the U.S. offer direct access to its common backbone, that is, key data routes that carry vast amounts of emails, internet chats, social media updates, and internet browsing sessions. These 8 locations are among the most important in AT&T's global network. They're also highly valued by the NSA, according to the documents.
You know what's so interesting about this is the internet was originally designed to survive a nuclear attack, but it's become so centralized that you could actually take it out.
If AT&T shut off their facility, for
instance. I mean, it's really kind of scary because we think of this very, you know, this network that we depend on for everything. If one bad actor decided to come in and, you know, blow things up or whatever, there's not that many places that they would have to target.
Is there a way to decentralize the internet?
Sure, but it's cheaper to run all the cables along the same route, and thus you can easily take out a whole region.
So centralization has benefits, is what you're saying. It has cost benefits.
Right, it has cost benefits, so it doesn't occur. And it's also got other benefits, like it makes it easier to tap into, you know, for intelligence purposes and such. So
the government definitely doesn't want to see a decentralized internet happen. Then.
Yeah, exactly.
So where would you start with the decentralized internet? Would it have to be like a mesh networking kind of setup where people just sort of create their own overlay somehow on top of the infrastructure?
You know, honestly, I'm not an expert in that particular area, really. I know a little bit about mesh networking, and I know
wireless isn't exactly reliable, right? You're going to lose packets, you're going to lose data.
Fiber. So what we use for the backbone are basically it's fiber, right? It's physical lines. It's light. That's
bits
basically
of, you know, glass that carry light.
Right. So if you want to send large amounts of data like that goes over the internet, you can't use wireless. I mean, wireless is getting better, but it's not going to give you the capacity to carry the
real heavy lifting.
Yeah. So I don't know what the answer is, but it's certainly, you could certainly to a lesser degree decentralize more.
Let's talk more about the future of the internet here and what's going on with the NSA tapping into all kinds of communications. Still happening, you know that. You can't trust these people to change their ways. They're not going to change anything. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. More about the secretive buildings that the AT&T company is operating on behalf of the NSA coming up.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said today that he plans to make his Supreme Court pick by July 9th and will interview one or two candidates this weekend. The president also said he has it narrowed down to about 5 candidates, 2 of them being women. Earlier today, the president sat down with Fox Business and was asked if he would bring up Roe v. Wade with the candidates that he speaks with.
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant.
A heat wave is going on in the United States with record high temperatures from Denver all the way to New York City. Faith Lustig is a public health official. She has some tips on how you can beat the heat.
Not wait till you're thirsty. And to drink water, not alcohol or caffeine beverages, but water.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. The number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room. Joining you in the studio here tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in learning about Bitcoin, there really is probably no better place to go, no easier website to remember, bitcoin.com. You go there and can learn the basics about the coin that started it all. And then if you want, you can get some BTC or Bitcoin Cash through bitcoin.com and get your first Bitcoin that way. So once again, go to bitcoin.com. Also, if you want the latest news headlines, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got them every single day, fresh news and information there about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency world over at news.bitcoin.com as we continue here. We're sharing a creepy story about the NSA and their immense partnership with AT&T. Turns out it's not just a room in a building somewhere. Turns out, and you probably aren't that surprised to find this out, knowing the extent to which the NSA spying was revealed back in just 2013, 5 years ago. It was the summer of 2013 when the Edward Snowden revelations began coming out. You knew it was going to be bigger, and it is. Turns out it's at least 8 very large facilities in major cities across the United States that happen to be at AT&T's, tapped into their backbone of the internet traffic that they carry for, turns out, a lot of companies, not just their own internet traffic, but many other companies' internet traffic as well, which means they might have access to pretty much every email that you have ever sent.
everybody. It literally everybody is tied. I mean, everybody is affected by this. Everybody is using their connection.
Yeah,
you
can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it. Right. There's literally like 8 different companies with like a backbone providing backbone service. Like, there's no way to avoid them.
Right. Unless you're sending a message to somebody who's on the exact same local network as you. It's probably going through AT&T.
It is still potentially going through AT&T. This is the crazy thing. It's how it's networked. You can actually look using certain tools. You can
Route.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can type in a trace route, and you can see like all the traffic that I send basically goes to New York, and then even if it's I'm connecting to somebody else in New Hampshire, in Keene,
it's still jumping to New York
first. On the same network, it goes to New York and then comes back.
Wow. And that's a command line thing, but it is interesting to kind of see the path of the data.
Yeah.
How you can do that. So the data exchange here, this is The Intercept that did a really, you know, detailed investigative piece, and they're the ones breaking this news. They deserve full credit. They've done just some incredible work over time. And for those that don't recall, it was Glenn Greenwald who helped found, I think, The Intercept. He's their main kind of reporter head guy. And
yeah, he does good work.
He was the guy who helped break the Edward Snowden story way back in the day. So he was working for The Guardian at the time, and then he did his own thing here, and I think he's still over there at The Intercept, although this isn't his story that he wrote. The credit goes to, Ryan Gallagher and Enrique Moltke. Continuing, the data exchange between AT&T and other networks initially takes place outside of AT&T's control, said sources, at third-party data centers that are owned and operated by companies such as California's Equinix. But the data is then routed in whole or in part through the 8 AT&T buildings, where the NSA taps into it. By monitoring what it calls the peering circuits at the 8 sites, the spy agency can collect, quote, not only AT&T's data, they get all the data that exchanged that's interchanged between AT&T's network and other companies. And that's according to Mark Klein, former AT&T technician who worked with the company for 22 years. It's an efficient point to conduct internet surveillance, said Klein, quote, because the peering links, by the nature of the connections, are liable to carry everybody's traffic at one point or another during the day or week or the year, unquote. Spokesbureaucrat for the NSA, Christopher Augustine, said in a statement, the agency could, quote, neither confirm nor deny its role
exactly
in alleged classified intelligence activities. Augustine declined to answer questions about the AT&T facilities, but said that the NSA does, quote, conduct its foreign signals intelligence mission under the legal authorities established by Congress and is bound by both policy and law to protect U.S. persons' privacy and civil liberties. Well, you know that's a load of crap.
And you know, it's interesting because I do believe there was a Supreme Court ruling that said, this is okay. It's absolutely insane. It's like, they're supposedly not allowed to, like, look at your data, but the reality is, in order to look at other people's data, like, overseas, they have to look at your data, too. And so,
right. It's
been permissible that the Supreme Court said, it's okay if they copy everybody's data.
Right. As long as they're investigating somebody else, they can look at your stuff, too. As long as they're investigating somebody in, you know, Afghanistan or whatever, they can look at everything tangentially related. And the claim just, you know, we know these people are liars, right? Because you remember when the Snowden revelation started to come out, Snowden and the newspapers were trickling out the documents, right? Like, they didn't just release – the papers had access to all the documents, but they didn't just release them all in one fell swoop. They would release a little bit here and then a little bit later, and it gave the NSA enough rope to kind of hang themselves because the NSA would keep coming out and denying, and acting like, you know, this was all bad information.
Which, you know, is interesting because, you know, they usually it won't confirm or deny anything, and during that, they actually were denying
some stuff,
which is very – rarer.
Which they then were found to be lying about their denials, and they were basically trying to cover up. So, you know, when this guy actually, you know, has the balls to say that they are they're conducting it legally. Well, we know they weren't conducting it legally. We know that they were doing illegal things.
Of course.
And then they got called on it. And, of course, now they're acting like, well, we've cleaned up our mission now. We are the new NSA. We are the trustworthy NSA. You can trust us now. this time.
Yeah,
right.
And
sure.
You know, it's interesting because it's like they were like they're found to be like not complying with the law, but at the same time they're like, oh, it's okay if you continue to do it. It's like we're not actually
there's no punishment.
Right, exactly.
You can break the law if you're the NSA, and all you get is a rebuke from Congress. That's it.
Yeah, it's.
If you break the law, on the other hand, you, the listener, or those of us in the studio here, we go to prison.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They just, you know, they don't even get fired over this. And the idea that they're protecting U.S. persons' privacy and civil liberties. Oh, really? Sure. So that's why with these tools that we heard about, what was it, X Key Score was one of them. Mm-hmm. They have these names for these tools that they could use to basically, with just somebody's email address or IP address, monitor every single thing those people were doing on their computers at some time in the past. And if you don't think that there's like some NSA employee out there who's researching his girlfriend or, you know, that kind of
there
stuff.
There absolutely are.
Right?
Yeah. And they have like the stuff that we hear about is like they have some really low level tools. Like most of the stuff that you hear about, like X Key Score, that's not a low level tool. That's like a high level tool, right?
They've got like elite hacking tools.
Right. Like they have access to your computer at the lowest level imaginable.
Yep.
Like, you can't secure your computer, period, right now.
That's scary stuff. And this is stuff you research regularly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
ThinkPenguin.com.
There's certain things that the NSA has done that we've learned about in terms of the CPUs where some of these back doors are kind of hidden. There's something called the Intel Management Engine firmware. And one of the things that the government did was basically to disable the back door, they had Intel add a feature that disables part of the Intel Management Engine firmware to basically disable the back door that they ship with every Intel CPU,
mm-hmm.
which is in every computer pretty much except for a handful of AMDs. But AMD's got something
equivalent.
They probably
have their own thing.
Yeah. So it's funny because it's sort of funny and sort of not. But we can actually take advantage of this, like on our systems when we ship them, we can disable part of the Intel Management Engine firmware, but we don't really know if everything is being disabled still, but we do have a pretty, we're pretty confident. Like I'd say.
Is that because that code is closed source?
Yeah, because it's closed. Right, exactly. Because it's closed source. Well, we don't have the sources for this pieces. We can't know for sure that everything's disabled. And part of the Intel Management Engine firmware still has to run. It still has to execute, but we do know that we're taking advantage of this piece to disable that was designed for the government.
We're going to dig deeper into these creepy AT&T facilities located across the United States, monitoring all kinds of data that are passing through their routers and hands that is going then directly to the NSA to do who knows what with. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, but whatever it is, it's probably not good for liberty. 855-450-3733. Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the creepy AT&T buildings that apparently don't even have windows. I mean, can you imagine working in a place without any windows? Any windows whatsoever? The only time you see outside is on your way to and from work? For an eight-hour shift or 10-hour shift,
I don't know. I've seen buildings without windows before. I'm trying to think where it was. Somewhere in California.
Yeah, like military blast bunkers or something like that.
No,
like
downtown. I forget if it was Seattle or I think it might have been Seattle.
What's the reason for building a building with no windows?
It looks weird.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really weird. It looks like some sort of military building, too.
Right. So who knows what's going on in there? I mean, it's something they want to protect, presumably.
I mean, if you looked at the buildings, I mean, have you seen the buildings that they take pictures of? I mean, you could almost just identify it just by walking past it.
Right.
I mean, these buildings don't appear to be hidden. They're humongous.
They're big cities,
right, and small cities, and
yeah, they're right in the downtown. Right. Very large, areas. Tall, metropolitan style buildings.
Yeah, yeah, and they're big. Surprisingly, because I would think they would be. I would have thought they would have been much smaller. But they're not.
Turns out there's a bunch of them, at least eight of them that now have been identified by The Intercept over at TheIntercept.com. And they were talking with some former. They did a Freedom of Information Act request, and they talked to some former AT&T people who had worked there for decades. And according to the AT&T spokesperson, Jim Greer, he said AT&T was, quote, required by law to provide information to government and law enforcement entities by complying with court orders, subpoenas, lawful discovery requests, and other legal requirements. He added the company provides, quote, voluntary assistance to law enforcement when a person's life is in danger and other immediate emergency situations. In all cases, we ensure that requests for assistance are valid and that we act in compliance with the law.
Wait a minute. This is the NSA that's doing this?
No, this is AT&T. statement.
AT&T is doing this.
But this is the same company that that the NSA said in one of its documents that they have an extreme willingness to help. So the NSA says AT&T will do basically whatever we ask. They are extremely willing to help. While AT&T is acting like, oh, we only help when the law enforcement requires us to,
this is so disturbing.
Emergency.
I mean, this is supposed to be like intelligence data, and they're giving all these exceptions, and now they're saying, it sounds like to me anyway, they're saying, oh, but we'll use it for other purposes. Well, if you can use it for other purposes, you're violating the very fundamental like exception that they gave you in order to collect the data in the first place. I don't know. This is just it's wrong. And then you know they're going to expand on it. You know, once they allow it for one thing, they're going to add, you know, other uses, like probably almost certainly. And I think we even have, you know, cases that we know about where they've used it for drugs and parallel construction.
What do you mean by that? Parallel construction.
Parallel construction?
It's a legal term, right?
It's where, like, an FBI agent gets on the stand, and they basically give you a, how did they, you know, the FBI is going to be asked, well, how did you come across this information? How did you identify to pull this person over? Well, they make something else up, instead of giving you the real
truth
reason,
about,
a plausible story that isn't the source of the information. They got it from the NSA.
They can't say that.
But they can't say that, so they give you some other line.
I remember that. That was the theory behind how they busted the Silk Road, was that the NSA had somehow
uncovered
that.
How they did it, yeah.
And they didn't have to reveal it during the trial because they never called that witness. And
they do all sorts of things to avoid answering the question, and if they did have the FBI agent put up on the stand, they probably just would have, you know, given some other plausible explanation for it
rather than revealing
their actual
tech.
I mean, it's sort of like this. The NSA will say, look for a car, you know, with a license plate, whatever, and then they'll find that car, and then once they find that car, they'll come up with some other reason to pull it over. For example, an out to LA. But the reason they were looking at that car was because they had the NSA information.
They shouldn't have.
The NSA didn't necessarily tell them why to look at that car. Maybe they did, but maybe they didn't. But the point is that they looked at the car because of the NSA information that is supposed to be, you know, not revealed to FBI and police and stuff. And
it's information that they presumably would have needed a warrant to obtain otherwise.
Exactly.
But they obtained it illegally, and so they can't tell you how they obtained it. And we'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. You can bring and put you on. But I do want to mention Zencash, which you can now, if you're watching our cam feed over at twitch.lrn.fm, you will see our Zencash banner in the background.
Very cool. They are a
great sponsor. We're glad to have them on board. It's a great cryptocurrency founded by voluntarists, people who actually do understand liberty and who actually understand economics. So you've got a cryptocurrency that, so far, no one has told me any other cryptos do this. They actually talk about voluntarism in their white papers. I mean, this is a real deal voluntarist cryptocurrency. But also, they've got some of the best technology. It's something that you've taken a close look at, and you've given your seal of approval to.
Oh, yeah. We interviewed on another show called The Freedom.
Right.
We actually interviewed one of the developers, and every single question we basically threw at them, They had a good answer. Good and correct and proper answer to.
Yeah.
And I was impressed, and I'm not easily impressed as I know you know Ian, but probably some of the listeners also are aware.
You got a very, very high set of standards.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes unwieldily high set of standards.
Yeah.
Sometimes you punish yourself because your standards are so high.
Oh, yeah. I've never been on Facebook as an example.
Good for you,
I'm
now going through, this is my seventh month without Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a perfect example. I mean, think about the amount of effort, you know, that I must have had to go through to remain off of Facebook all these years. Everybody's on Facebook, and yet a very technical person like me is not on Facebook.
Indeed, indeed. But you are on the Shire Society forums.
Is that correct?
Over at forum.shiresociety.com. So anyway, Zencash, go to zencash.com. You can learn more. You can read the white paper. Learn about their secure node system, which now they have over 12,000 secure nodes, making them one of the most secure cryptocurrencies in the world. You can go and learn more at zencash.com. As we continue, didn't you buy some Zen this week?
I did, actually.
That's what I thought.
I have Zen.
Excellent.
I have a lot of Zen, actually.
Yeah, Daryl sold
it. It's the second time I've purchased Zen, and I'm still trying to spend it But it's a little bit challenging still, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not really positioned like Digital Cat, like Dash is. For,
yeah, it's,
you know,
it's still not quite there. But
it's too new. It's really new.
It is very new.
And considering how new it is, it's been very successful, I would say, for its first year out.
It does work really well. I have been able to really readily send between wallets and so forth and other people without a problem. And I do believe I did
purchase... Well, it's got
the
zero-knowledge anonymity, so it's got the privacy factors.
And I did purchase, I believe, lunch from Will Coley at
Forkfest.
Yes. So yeah. I mean, it was. It's. You can use.
If you're gonna be able to use it, it'll probably be in New Hampshire.
Oh yeah.
Most likely.
And I'm sure there will be more people, especially here in New Hampshire, that, you know, as time progresses, you know, it'll become easier to get on board. But if you're an early adopter, I would say, you know, if you're that technical person, it's now is a great time to check it out.
Yeah, I keep meaning to look into the secure node thing and like see what it takes to set one of those things up, because there's a bunch of them out there. Obviously, people think it's a good idea because it's one of the most popular, as far as nodes are concerned, cryptos out there. It's like last time I heard it was number two, and the only one that was more popular was Ethereum. So, anyway, Zencash.com, go and check them out when you get a chance. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll get back into the AT&T story, because there's more to say. This is big news, and it does bring up the question of privacy. And, of course, Zencash being a privacy-conscious cryptocurrency, giving you the option to send via private send, it's not necessarily something
that's
you have
to do. That's
what
I love about it, yeah.
But it is there if you want to use that feature. Privacy is something that... And I realize that if you're not new to the show, you've heard this discussion before, but I think it's a discussion worth having again and again, which is to say that your privacy is your responsibility. It doesn't matter what the AT&T is going to tell you, or the NSA is going to tell you, or your cable company is going to tell you, or whoever, whatever these corporations and their terms of service might happen to say, or their privacy policy, not that anybody ever reads those things, but... doesn't matter, because whatever those things say is one thing, and then there's the reality of what those companies are actually doing. And I'm sorry, I don't trust AT&T. I certainly don't trust the government.
Yeah, you can't rely on the government to protect your privacy.
Right.
You have to adopt technological solutions to ensure your privacy, or you really don't have it.
And that means learning. That means there's a learning curve. That means there's a cost involved. There's the cost of the time of learning how to protect your privacy.
It does get easier, though. It has been getting a little bit easier over the years.
Well, let's talk about some of the solutions to this, because I don't just want to paint this picture of doom and gloom. The evil NSA has access to everything, and you can never have any privacy. Is it really true? Can you really never have privacy in this day and age, or are there still some things that you can do? So let's talk about that coming up here, because I consider you an expert on the subject.
I am.
Chris Wade is with us here from ThinkPenguin.com, and we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is next. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype in. A Skype username, LRN.FM. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.